Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store. And around the world on MikeOMaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
How you doing, Oscar?
I'm doing great.
I know you're excited because it's a big movie weekend. I know you're probably excited about... Is Fast and the Furious this weekend?
Yes, it is.
And also The Hangover 3?
Yes, it is.
And of course, the biggest blockbuster of them all, Behind the Candelabra, I believe it's called. It's the Liberace movie.
It's like straight to video or HBO.
No, it's an HBO film, and it's going to be great. And we couldn't get Michael Douglas, and we couldn't get Matt Damon.
Well, they're busy.
But we do have a good get.
Really?
Yes. From heaven. Here is Liberace. Lee!
Is this on?
It is on.
Is this on?
Well, this is a first.
This is a first.
Greetings from up in heaven.
How are you?
This is for all your older listeners who might remember me performing.
Yeah.
I performed for many, many years in Las Vegas. And
sure. And you would tour.
In Branson, Missouri before my untimely death. Well, not really untimely. I was old.
You were old.
I'm floating on a sea of clouds.
Wow. And can you describe your outfit?
Call me Lee.
Hi, Lee.
Or Walter.
Walter?
Or my given name. I'm Polish and Italian, so my name is Vladzu.
I'd like to call you.
Never knew that.
Vladzu.
Vladzu Liberace. It's great to be with you, boys.
You must be very excited.
I'm very excited. I'm entertaining every day up here in heaven. And I just thought.
You're entertaining in heaven?
Yes, we're all going to gather at my suite, my penthouse suite in heaven, and we're going to gather around and. And I'm sorry, I'm playing my harp as you're playing my
music. Well, I didn't know if you were going to play harp or piano.
Well, play the piano. I
you like
the
that?
Piano. Yeah. Piano makes me so happy. So great to be up here.
Liberace.
I'm so thrilled
to have... Don't call him Liberace.
Liberace.
No, Liberace.
Liberace.
If you don't mind, something short.
I don't.
Hey, how about...
You're offending me.
What if we keep it hip and we called you Barack Obama?
I don't like your jokes. Your jokes don't make me happy.
So, Libby.
What
listen,
makes me
no,
happy?
It's Libby.
Not Libby. That's Hughley.
It's Hughley inappropriate.
I remember how my face used to hurt when I do this impression. I can't hold my mouth like this on a regular basis.
Would it help if you pop the teeth out?
That's not funny.
That's not funny.
I don't like your jokes.
I was teasing about the movie going straight to video
yes,
or HBO.
Yes, Behind the Candelabra. The There's Candelabra nothing. Oscar was my prop that I used for stage. I was known as Mr. Showmanship.
You know, Oscar.
I was not only an incredible piano player, I was a saloon piano player, really, but I played classical music, and I had a candelabra and all sorts of wonderful outfits.
Garish.
They weren't garish.
Oscar, you say it's straight to video. Trust me, I've seen clips. There's nothing straight about this movie.
That's not funny.
That's not. You don't like my jokes.
You know
I
what?
Heard that.
I'm laughing all the way to the bank.
Yeah, well, you're there dead. There's you a go. Bank the, in heaven?
You know, no, there's not, unfortunately. But we can make a bank sound with my finger. Watch this.
What else can you do with your finger?
Hey, I don't like your jokes.
Now, Archie, listen.
Yes. I'm Liberace.
Like Archie Anita?
I sure hope all of your listeners... We'll be watching Behind the Candelabra with Michael Douglas and Matt Damon.
Some say that the major studios said it might have been too gay to actually have on the silver screen.
I don't think it's gay whatsoever. If the Boy Scouts can do it, why can't I do it?
Hey, were you excited about that ruling?
I love the ruling. No, I don't love the ruling.
Why?
Mike O'Mara is going to be talking about the ruling a little bit later. He's confused by it.
Do you know Mike O'Mara?
I do. He was one of my ardent supporters.
Yeah, he liked you a lot.
He came out and sat in the front row and I'd wink at him.
Now, I have a question.
When I was playing my boogie-woogie piano.
Oh, I love when you play boogie-woogie.
He loved the boogie-woogie.
Now, when you...
He so loved the boogie-woogie. He would dance
heaven,
and bounce up and down.
When you're
chair.
In heaven, do you keep company with people?
I don't like your joke.
This is not a joke. It's a question.
I keep company with... I like to have certain young people around. Young people, even in heaven, that have died untimely deaths that are up here, really give me an extra bit of motivation. So,
you like the people that have had the untimely deaths?
Young men that have fallen off of cliffs.
How about,
been in car accidents.
How about Kurt Cobain?
Incidentally, it's
he died young.
It's a holiday weekend. I want to urge every. I don't want any new people coming up here. So don't drive carefully.
Nobody.
Maybe a few.
Oh, Lee.
Maybe. How about some of those young bucks that jump off balconies on spring break?
You like that?
They can come and see me.
Guys, do you have the guys gone wild up there?
I don't have guys gone wild. What they do is they gather around at the foot of my piano, and I play lovely piano sonnets for them.
Lib.
Yes, hello.
How did you die again?
I don't like your jokes.
It's not a joke. It's a question.
That's not a question I feel is appropriate for this interview. I want to talk about beyond the candelabra.
Okay. What do you feel? Do you feel?
Beyond the candelabra.
Are you sure those teeth are in?
Beyond the candelabra.
I really don't know.
Can you adjust that plate?
I'm fine.
Okay. How do you feel about being played by Michael Douglas?
I thought he's a brilliant actor. I think he's very, very talented, and I think he's going to be great at what he's done.
Did you ever watch him on Streets of San Francisco?
Oh, yes, yes. I actually met Carl Malden one time.
Really?
And this was the Streets of San Francisco. And I spent a great deal of time in San Francisco.
I bet you did.
Are you a fan of Matt Damon?
I love Matt Damon. I love Rounders. I like all of his movies. Wag the Dog. Was that one of his movies?
Mm. Who knows?
Good Will Hunting.
That's a good one. Yeah.
I think they came out in the same year. I watch movies up here constantly. Hey, we get full satellite television.
You know what's a great movie with Matt Damon?
And of course, if there's anything we can't get with, there's always Hulu Plus.
Well done, Lee.
Thanks so much.
You know,
I'd like to thank the Michael Maron Show listeners for supporting that brand new client as well.
Great Matt Damon movie you got to check out.
Yes.
We Bought a Zoo.
Oh, what's it about? Animals?
They bought a zoo.
I love animals.
Sometimes the answer's in the question.
I used to go to Wayne Newton's house when he had Casa de Shenandoah.
Oh, no.
And I performed exclusively in Las Vegas for a number of years, and we would go over.
Where?
I
appeared exclusively in Los Angeles for a number of years.
Las Vegas. Oh, Las Vegas.
That's why I said silly. I don't like your
joke. That's not a joke.
So I'd go over to Casa de Shenandoah, and he'd let me pet the peacocks.
I bet he did.
Are you having a viewing party?
Yes, we are.
Yeah?
They're all going to gather around here. Several of my friends. I know there's Peter and Maximilian and... Bruce is coming, and Warren, and Warren.
Will Carl Malden be there?
Carl Malden will not be there. I like to have people that are young.
Yeah,
that's it.
Untimely
deaths. I have a couple of young men that actually fell off a bridge.
What about? Do you like young men who have unfortunately been taken due to extreme sports?
That's perfect because they're still in very, very good shape. Mostly sure. Severe brain trauma.
And does that bother you?
Well, they come right back when they're in heaven. They can talk and talk, and they've got
what?
Beautiful bodies, rock and talk, beautiful firm bodies. I'm not sure I like where this is going. I don't like your jokes.
Okay, time is of the essence. Do you have any closing remarks you'd like to pass along?
Yes, I'd like to say for all my fans, I'm still very much happy. I'm very much alive in heaven, at least. And I like looking down on all of you and seeing you enjoy my music. And if you watch Beyond the Candelabra, if it can somehow enhance appreciation of my performance career, then that makes me very, very happy. And for all of the Mike O'Mara Show listeners, I say this from the bottom of my heart. S-A-D.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
What you do is you just drag your nets along the buck. On a good day, you can catch over 100 pounds of shrimp. Everything goes all right. 2 men shrimp in 10 hours. That's what you spend on gas. Anyway, like I was saying, shrimp is the fruit of the sea. You can barbecue it, boil it, broil it, bake it, saute it. There's shrimp kebabs, shrimp creole, shrimp gumbo, pan fried, deep fried, stir fried. There's pineapple shrimp, lemon shrimp, coconut shrimp, pepper shrimp, shrimp soup, shrimp stew, shrimp salad, shrimp and potatoes, shrimp burger, shrimp sandwich. That's about it.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his settee, here's Mike.
We are live from Studio One Car in the Pfeifferplex Broadcast Center. This is the Mike O'Mara Show. We are downloaded worldwide, Mr. Bond. 18 million times and powered by Encore Insurance, Mr. Bond.
Do you expect me to talk?
No, Mr. Bond. I expect you to die. We're at MikeOmaraShow.com. Yes, that's the kind of show it's going to be today.
Yeah, it's already begun.
102.9 FM, WTNT. Sorry, I just had to do that. Yeah, just a little radio vibe I'm getting.
Oh, really?
Hi, Kelly. How you doing, Kelly? Gonna go out and kill any more deer, Kelly? I can't help you. I can't help you out. Can't help you. I'm a radio guy. Yeah. Yeah, we used to have normal radio shows and go out and sell advertising. We just quit. I got deer heads on my wall, though.
How's your signal, Kelly?
You know, you would think with the current relationship we have with our flagship station here in Washington, D.C., that those old radio feelings would have gone completely away. I wouldn't feel the way I do about general managers and program directors, but I sure do.
There's always a scab, isn't there?
I sure do.
Howdy, Kelly. Have a great Mama Day weekend.
I'm excited about the weekend because I can spend a lot of time with the WTNT weekend programming.
Fantastic, yeah. Anyway, the mighty 1630 KC Jaja in Iowa. Hello to Steve Bridges, yeah. A great radio man.
The best.
One of the best in the world. Absolutely a wonderful human being. And his sidekick and newsman, Tommy Lang.
Boy Wonder.
And, of course, their challenged older gentleman, Tom Suter.
Yes.
Who pops in occasionally and delivers sports. They're very good to give him that slot.
They also gave him the title of general manager.
How funny is that?
That is.
But anyway, today's show is brought to you by a product that, in my humble estimation, will revolutionize the world. You know, you hear a lot about curing of disease. Pshaw.
Pshaw.
I say pshaw to that.
God, you're already in the weekend, aren't you? Yeah. It's Friday, uh-huh. Mike.
Yeah, and I got nothing going, which is my favorite kind of weekend.
Oh, you know what?
I mean, I got stuff going, but it's later in the weekend, so, you know. Glad you brought it up because Memorial Day is the weekend you want to use the weekend. No, Memorial's the day. Why don't you hit that again for me, please?
I got a quicker one. This will get us started. This is a reset.
Memorial Day. That's right, kids. It's Memorial Day weekend, and what better way to spend your weekend than grilling on the grill?
Right.
And what better way to enhance your grill than with the Man Grate? President Obama has issued a proclamation indicating that the Man Grate is an American-made product that will change the world.
Yes, I saw that at the press conference.
That's a lie, but it doesn't matter. The Man Grate is a fabulous product. It's made in America. That's true. They're 100% American cast iron grilling grates, and they're revolutionizing the way people grill meat. What they are is super heavy, real iron grates that you put on top of your existing wimpy grates.
Right.
Existing. Wimpy Greggs, and when you put that on there, it's fantastic because it gives you those great grill marks. It cooks the meat better, it sears the food better, and it impresses your neighbors when they come over. You're gonna have, if you have like a wimpy gas grill,
yeah,
you put the Man Grates on there, then have your neighbors over and just to sort of open it up and go, okay, I think I'm gonna put the burgers on, Phil.
Yeah,
take a look at this, and Phil's gonna go, what the hell is that? Did you get a new grill?
Yeah.
Nope. $19.99. I got Man Grates. I put them on my grill, and bingo, look at that. You got a brand new grill. Really, it's like making revitalizing your grill.
Phil's going to flip out.
Huh?
Phil's going to flip out.
Sure. Go to mangrate.com, enter the code TMOS, and you'll get our special price, just $19.99, with a great custom grill brush.
I love the grill brush. You know who else does is that challenged young man, Tom Suter. He uses it to maintain his mustache.
Yeah, it's the grill brush, the whole package, still $19.99.
A lot of fun.
They held their price points. Oscar works for them. They're fantastic.
Yes.
The Man Grate Grill Enhancement System.
Good family.
We thank you in advance.
Good stuff.
I want to say thank you because I haven't done a lot of chatting about the baby, but there have been people in our listening audience that are passionate about the show and have reached out and been so kind to my wife and I just want to say thank you. But with that said, I think I've gotten from a few people, folks that want to hear a baby update. So I'm here to tell you that it is 32 weeks today, ladies
wow.
and gentlemen, 32 weeks.
Oh, wow.
This is the baby update. Michael William O'Mara would now be around 4 pounds.
Okay.
Wow.
Yeah, hard to believe, isn't it?
God, it is.
He's around 19 inches long, in the womb, of course.
Yes.
His eyes would be blue, but then again, they're all blue
they're
at
all
this
blue,
stage
yeah.
of the game. And he might have hair, he might not, but if he's going to have
thick
hair,
black
hair,
he
probably... okay. You
course.
Watch it.
I'm only joking, of course.
You guys are bastards!
No. Well, technically, yes.
So he's sensitive. He's sensitive to temperature right now. So if you like, if he was to feel heat on the tummy, right, he might move away from it a little bit.
Now that would be like the temperature in the environment, or what if Carla ate soup?
I don't know.
I mean,
I don't know.
Does it open to a larger suite?
I don't know.
Okay.
So anyway, sensitive to temperature, and Mama has said it's getting pretty cramped in there.
Yeah, she. And I saw her yesterday. I saw Carla yesterday. She looks gorgeous, but it's amazing. It seems that the last couple weeks, she's grown exponentially, tummy-wise.
Yeah, she grows out, and it's really starting to be noticeable now. And she's getting the only side effect she's getting is lots of Charlie horses.
Really?
Yeah, lots of leg restless legs. Standard
potassium?
Little. It's a standard thing for pregnant women.
Wow.
Don't ask me about
that. Has she eaten anything that's kind of out of the ordinary, the cravings that people talk about?
Yeah, like pickles and ice cream?
You know, she was always a craver anyway. She would have like Sunday where she eats anything she wants on Sunday. Mm-hmm. She goes religiously with the power walking or the running when she's not pregnant, and she stays on her program every day except for Sunday. And then on Sunday, she kind of goes bat-ass, and she'll have cravings. She just gets a few more days like that now.
Does she, on the opposite side, and Carrie wasn't so much a craver as her total taste change. Is there anything that she can't stand the sight of right now?
Not really.
With Julia, Carrie couldn't touch fish.
I see.
At all. Hey. You be careful.
Have you had any cravings?
I was going to say that.
Solitude.
She hasn't. She hasn't had any cravings, but mine, as they have been pretty much since 1982, are constant.
Yes.
I mean, in a variety. They change. You know, they change seasonally.
No, they don't.
And they don't?
No, it's always the same
thing. It's the same food?
Most of them come in bottles. Yeah. Greenwich, Connecticut could set a clock by you.
I have had friends that have started families, and around, I would say, the sixth or seventh month, they start gaining weight as well, and they call it sympathy weight, I think.
Yeah.
And
the funny thing was, I started gaining that before she got pregnant.
You started gaining that before you met her.
I started gaining that when I got out of high school.
That's right. Your sympathy weight.
I would see a pregnant woman on the street, and I go, oh, boy, look at her. Where's the ice cream store?
She can't go through that on her
own. That's really incredible. Oh, man. Look, hey, another pregnant lady and a McDonald's on the same block. Isn't that fantastic?
So sympathetic.
So you haven't felt that at all?
Felt what, cravings?
Yeah, like if she's going to go out and really splurge on a Sunday.
Yeah. I'm usually...
You're with her.
Well, no. I mean, Yeah. Okay.
No,
yeah.
Yeah, yes,
sure.
No,
yes,
no.
Sure,
okay,
yeah, that's the reason.
Yeah.
Yeah, no problem.
Well, Mike can eat and drink as he feels. Because chances are he won't be breastfeeding.
True.
Right. Yeah.
True.
And that's... So she looks good. She feels good. And, you know, she just really...
She's the same.
Stephen McIntyre, I believe, is the name of the guy.
Stephen
Douglas McIntyre.
Was he getting involved?
A special, special hello. Is that the guy that had the cassettes?
Yes.
Yeah. That's the guy that I used to work
for. He's very, very involved.
He's terrific, though. I mean, it was just the generosity blew me out of the water, and I wanted to single him out. I'd like to single everybody out, but it's not for charity, so I don't want to say that. So that's all I'm going to say on that particular thing.
You going to call him?
Huh?
You going to call him?
I might. I actually might.
I might.
I might, and then he'll say something controversial, and then we'll get to fighting. I don't know, Clancy.
That's good. When McIntyre,
that's the way it's going to be.
When McIntyre gets a call from O'Mara, and they all get their Irish up.
The other thing I wanted to say, I'll say at the front of the show instead of the end of the show. Thank you to the guys here in the studio that help this show out every day. It's been a tough week. When you lose one of your guys, no matter what, it's very frustrating. And the listeners and everybody here in the studio has been fantastic and stepped up. And I'm just thrilled. I really am.
Back
I feel really, I really yeah. feel, look, I'm not disparaging anybody here, but I do feel at the end of this week that, we had a little bump, and we not only dealt with it, we dealt with it in a way that kind of reinvigorated us. And that's just the truth.
I will tell you,
I think that's a good thing. When someone's not happy in an environment, this is not putting anything on that particular individual. But when the person is not happy, ultimately it's okay after people go to where they want to be happy.
Right.
Because it'll make people that want to stay in that place where the other person wasn't happy, it'll make them happier too. So that's the reality of it. I'm not trying to be a dick about it.
No, certainly
I'm trying
no.
to tell you the truth about it. I really am.
I will say this. I won't say that I was dreading Monday's show, but I will say I wasn't looking forward to it.
I wasn't looking forward to it.
I don't like change. We had set a great template here, and it was going to be something very different. But when we came in, we handled it. You set the table and explained it elegantly and correctly and honestly. And the energy in the room has been great this week. So
well, you know what
you.
I say to you every day? I like to be elegant.
I know. Yes,
and the fact is that RJ is still doing well and he's happy.
And you know, all our best to Mark Riddell.
Safe home.
That's right.
Safe home. You take care of it.
God bless you.
So let me get this out of the way. I am confused. I want to make sure we have a lot of listeners that are in the life. And I want to make sure that nothing I say comes across as homophobia. But I'm in a state of confusion.
Okay.
And I believe I have found my tolerance line regarding this Boy Scout issue.
Okay.
Okay? So let me see if I've got this straight. The Boy Scouts.
So to speak.
Yeah. Hey.
Hey, that was.
You start as a Weeblo. And then you're a Cub Scout.
No, no.
No, you start as a Cub Scout. You start as a Cub Scout.
Okay, and then you go where?
Then you're a Weeblo.
Okay, then you're a Weeblo.
And then you're a Boy Scout.
Then you're a Boy Scout.
But here's the thing.
Then you're a functioning member of society.
So correct me if I'm wrong. Yesterday, the Boy Scouts of America vote to admit openly gay scouts.
Scouts, right. Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's just stop there for a second. I'm going to move to the second part of this.
Okay.
But if you're an adult and you want to be a scout leader... And you're openly gay, you can't be a scout leader.
Exactly.
Correct?
Yes.
Exactly.
Okay. Is it me or is there something broken with this picture?
Oh, it's absolutely stupid, and I'll tell you why.
I don't want to know the sexuality of the scouts.
Right.
I don't want to even hear about the sexuality of the scouts. But as far as a Boy Scout leader who happens to be openly gay in a committed relationship or whatever, who has a boyfriend or a lady that has a girlfriend... That's the part you got to change. I'm totally confused.
They're treating homosexuality as it is. They're treating it like they think it's a disease.
Yeah.
They're treating it like they think it's something wrong. They're treating it like they think it's contagious.
But wait. Let's say a scout. What is the age limit for scouts? Is it 18?
I think it's 18. Yeah, because
so what you're telling me, it's just the same thing to me if somebody says, okay, here's the sexual policy for Little League.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's basically, like, I don't want to talk about that. These are 8 and 9 year old kids.
It should be implied.
I don't want to even have their, I don't even want it implied. I'm sorry. Look, I fully believe, and I'm a believer. Let me just make this clear. I am a believer that this is not learned behavior, that you are the way God made you. And if you're gay, you're gay. I've talked to too many friends of mine that are gay that have explained that. Mark Gronick was very articulate about it.
He was. Mm-hmm. He was.
And the fact is, you know, I sat down years and years and years ago with an ex-wife's coworker, and I had a few toddies, and I asked,
and you kissed him?
I walked up to him and I said, can you give me like an hour? Because I really want, we were out.
You only
lasted
8 minutes, though.
Okay. All right.
Sometimes you make it easy, Mike. Yes.
Sometimes I don't intend to, and that's when I get pissed off.
Well, you were drinking.
I did that to myself. I said I wanted to ask him a bunch, every question I've ever had about
right.
it. And by the time I got done asking all these questions, I was completely convinced. I was probably convinced before.
Sure.
But I believe in my heart, this is not a choice. This is not. There are exceptions to every rule.
Yeah.
There certainly are plenty of people that are probably really gay, but they have chosen to lead a heterosexual lifestyle, as there are probably heterosexual men and women out there that choose to lose a gay style. But
right.
But really, ultimately.
Experimenting.
But ultimately, I believe that you are the way you are made, and
right.
these are biological things that we don't necessarily control. With that said, I think, okay, the scout leaders, and with our society now and the way our society's going, let them in. I mean, they're just like any other parents, really.
I think that when they did this news release and they changed this policy and they voted and they passed it or whatever it is, they thought they were making a tremendous step forward, or at least a consideration to the gay people of America. But I think it's a step backwards because it qualifies it. And again, it sort of objectifies the kids, which is wrong.
Well,
and it still excludes the adults.
This is
that's
bigotry.
The key. It's bigotry.
That's all it is. At the root of it, they had to make some concessions because there's a lot of heat coming down, but they didn't make the right decisions.
You're right. Exactly right.
And that's the bottom line. My point is, I don't want any discussion of sexuality around children. I really don't, unless you're a parent that's teaching your kids the facts of life or something like that.
Protection, perhaps.
And I realize also that there's sexuality with kids. I know it happens like that, but really, it seems to me we're focusing, when they said we're going to admit openly gay scouts, what are you, 8 years old and go, hey, I'm openly gay? Right. I mean, there are kids.
Some people
that,
do.
There are kids that say they are gay, mm-hmm. and there are kids that know they are gay at that age, I'm sure. But by and large, I think everybody's kind of finding out about sure. their own, you know, they're exploring their own sexuality. It's just when you put kids and sex together, that's when I start to get a little hinky.
Yeah. I might be the only guy in the room. I can't speak for everybody else. But when I was in high school, my best friend, when I was 15, 16 years old, came out. Like, he really came out. We went to a private Catholic school.
Right. Wow.
And
Catherine had a friend that used to talk about it all the time. And my comment to her was like, well, he probably isn't really sure just yet.
Yeah.
But maybe he is. Maybe he's not.
At first, because you don't know, mm-hmm. you just think that this is kind of like a phase, and you start growing up and learning more about really what it means to be gay and come out of the closet and say to the public in the world that this is what I've chosen. This is what my life has brought me to, and my decision that they grew up that way. And I remember talking to him. He said, look, I've felt this way ever since I was a kid. Mm-hmm. I just really didn't.
Some kids do.
I just didn't know like how to talk about it. It goes when little kids, and I'm sure you did it when you were younger, you would go and find your dad's Playboys. I had no interest in that.
Right.
Like
right.
I had interest in the exact opposite of that.
Right.
What did Tomo actually look at?
Oh, no.
Yeah, I wish it was Todd.
It's weird.
Wow, hold it.
It's what? Weird.
You do wish it was Todd.
Well, because then I would have known him when we were kids.
Oh, but I thought then you meant because then you'd have a chance.
Oh, no.
The whole thing is backwards because they don't know how to deal with the issue.
Yes. Right?
And I
so
think
kids are coming out younger and younger.
Here's what that's all, that's fine.
Yes.
And I think first of all, both should be accepted. But if you're going to, even the discussion, I don't like the discussion of sexuality when it comes to children. I don't like the fact that you're talking about who they are sexually attracted to as children. That's right. Not appropriate.
Do you
to
think
me.
Also it's
that's wrong to me. That is not what I don't want. Organizations that are based, basically based around kids participating in merit badges and or Little League or something. Now the adults, on the other hand, that's a policy. You know, you say, oh, you're a gay couple. That's fine.
Sure.
If you're an out gay couple and you want to be a Boy Scout leader. Yeah, you know, you're not, if you do anything wrong, you know, you're like anybody else that does anything wrong. You know, if you're a kid toucher, you're a kid toucher.
Right.
Gay or straight. You got it. You know, you go to jail because of that.
Of course.
But you don't discriminate. So I don't think we should. But what they're doing is they're saying, oh, the adults can't come in, but we're going to let the openly gay scouts come in. It's ludicrous.
They totally miscalculated what they thought was a good idea.
And in its ludicrousness, what they have succeeded in doing is making it something inappropriate.
They mother effed this whole thing.
Oh, yeah. Totally.
And that's, I believe that's what the next press release will say.
Let me see what it says here. It says, after a lengthy and wrenching debate, local leaders of the Boy Scouts of America have voted to open their ranks to openly gay boys for the first time. Okay, that's all well and good. I don't know, man. It's just like, it's...
I think
but the
that
adults,
it
but
be...
the but the Boy Scout leaders, like, but you can't supervise the Boy Scout troop. But we'll bring the openly gay 6 year old in here. What the heck?
Right.
It's screwy. It's messed up.
And if you're six, if you're eight, if you're 10, I think it might be even a little too early to be asking a boy to be calling himself a name.
That's like somebody saying, okay, we're not going to allow our scout leaders to be gay, but the openly heterosexual boy that's 10 years old that wants to have sex with what are you doing here?
Yeah, it's
evil. Why are you bringing the whole sex question in around children? It shouldn't be. That's what I have a problem with.
How many cases, and if they're worried about, I mean, sexual predators don't come out and say, hey, I'm a sexual predator, whether you're gay or straight.
Yeah, it really is.
And they're really indicting themselves because they think that because you're gay, they're really kind of saying behind all of this that if you're gay, you're probably more apt to be a sexual predator.
It's strange.
That's basically what they're saying.
That's the implication.
Right? That's what they're saying.
Well, the whole thing's messed up.
Yeah.
And that's why I would let my son be a Boy Scout. Thank you very much.
I yanked him out of the Cubs.
Very good.
Girl Scouts. Robert out of the Cub Scouts.
We'll take a break when we come back. We'll talk about how we're getting dumber, ladies and gentlemen.
How do you mean?
Another controversial survey is out, and this really is, this is fascinating. You'll like that. We'll take a break. Come right back on the Mike O'Mara Show. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody. This part of our program is brought to you by our good friends at Vistaprint.com. Marketing your business doesn't have to be expensive. Vistaprint has everything you need at prices you can afford. And even if you have one of the smallest businesses in the world, business cards are usually part of the deal.
That's right. What you do is you have a small business, but you still want to have a full-size business card.
Absolutely. Now, what you can do at Vistaprint is you can get your cards, 250 of them, for just $10. If you've got, Joe's Chicken Shack and you want to start a restaurant.
Love it.
Or you're mowing lawn somewhere, or you, have 30 employees, it doesn't matter. This type of bargain is great for any business of any size. They're giving you 250 primo quality business cards for just $10, and that includes shipping. Heavy paper stock at half the regular price. To get this offer, go to Vistaprint.com and enter the code TMOS and do that in the search bar, and it's fantastic. Go to Vistaprint.com. It's our code TMOS, and get your 250 cards for $10. We thank you in advance for that. Now, another thing that's coming up on the show, the week of June 10th.
Right.
We are going to be dark, but we're not going to be dark, because the fact is that we are going to have programming for you like we did the last time
right.
We ran a Raw series. Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we're going to be offering Mike O'Mara Spring Break Raw, and we think it's absolutely hysterical.
It's dynamite. It is really unlike anything we've ever done, because it is a longer than three hour behind-the-scenes documentary where you really get to see the way we are in real life.
Yeah, if you don't
like... It's not a pretty picture.
If you don't like some of us, you're going to like us less when this is over.
It's embarrassing.
And I just like
in a good way.
I would really like to apologize for all of you who are going to purchase this and support our family.
You are so flipped out because you've not heard it yet.
I want to apologize in advance for my language.
No, I think it's fine.
It's not good language. Do not have the children listen to this. There, I'm giving you a fair warning.
We're going to play a teaser clip here that is bleeped. Keep in mind that when you purchase this, it is not censored.
It's not all F words, is
it? No, no. And also, I would like to say that in this particular clip,
right.
You don't appear to have a temper. Do you want to just hear it?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, this is from, I believe, hour three.
The Mike O'Mara Show's Raw Spring Break 2013. When you'll hear Mike O'Mara say,
I'm making a call. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll see you up north. Bye.
So long for now. Mike, I'm f***ing pissed. And I just want to say that when you make decisions like this, you are at your sexiest.
Thank you, Rob. I'd like to f*** you too, Rob. Whoa. We're not waiting any longer. There's an empty car in back of us. I don't know what they're f***ing doing, but we're going.
See you on up the road.
They'll catch up.
It's kind of funny hearing it back, isn't it?
Oh, I totally forgot about that.
Oh, you mustn't forget. You mustn't ever forget.
I probably blacked it out.
Yeah, it was a tense trip home.
Yeah, I remember.
I remember that segment.
Yeah, I do too.
We have lots of laughs, though, too.
The times are great.
Lots of fun moments.
Sunnier days.
I would call it 80-20.
Yeah. It's 80-20.
I know that when we all got home, we were all plenty wore out. That's what I remember.
Oh, my God.
I was vacation.
Wow.
Mike's happy.
Mike's happy to be home. Yeah. I believe Mike said, let's unload later. Let's just everybody leave.
Yeah,
we all got here, and he said, let's just go.
Now, the three Spring Break Raw shows are available. They're available for purchase starting when? Do we know when we're going to make
them? We were going to make them available as of the 10th, which is that Monday.
That'll be the Monday, and we urge you to enjoy our Spring Break Raw, and if you buy all three shows, you also get the Spring Break Home Movies video, which you can download as well.
So they're in full color.
And really, this is part of our business plan. We sell advertising, we do merchandising, and we sell specialty content. That's the three-pronged way that we do our business on this show.
Yeah, it's more of a guidelines.
Okay.
An outline.
Seems, as much fun as we're having,
yes.
It seems like we are dancing around some controversy today with everybody having differing opinions. I'm about to share with you a study, and this study, I want to say, this is not my opinion.
Okay.
This is a study, and I will tell you that it sounds a little racially charged to me.
Really?
It sounds it could conceivably have, it could really be interpreted that way. I know I interpreted that that way.
Where did you find this?
This was from the Science technology study was done. I'm trying to see where it came
out. Do they cite a source?
I got the source that I got was the Huffington Post.
Okay.
That liberal rag.
Yes.
But I will tell you that, no, I'm kidding. I think it's Intelligence Magazine. I think that's what it's called. So that's where
I took it, but I just couldn't understand
it. Maybe it'll say, let me read the whole thing to you. Our technology may be getting smarter, but a provocative new study suggests human intelligence is on the decline. In fact, it indicates that Westerners have lost 14.1 IQ points. I'm sorry, that's 14 IQ points. See, my intelligence is gone.
Wow.
I thought it was a 1 when it's really an I in the IQ. 14 IQ points on average since the Victorian era.
Now, that's a long, long time ago.
It's a long time ago, but we're not going in the right direction you'd think we would be. Now, what exactly explains the decline? Here's where it gets a little hinky.
Did they have IQ tests in the Victorian times?
Yes, they did.
But they weren't online.
Study no. co-author Dr. Jan Tennettenhuis, professor of work and organizational psychology at the University of Amsterdam. Now, I also don't want to stereotype, but it seems to me when you get some of these Scandinavian studies, they kind of like they like their peeps a little bit.
Yeah, I think
if you know what I mean.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I think maybe
they're smarter than we are.
It seems
I don't know. I think maybe the test should skew to the blonde.
Doctor, I'll refer to him simply because my IQ is low as Dr. Jan.
Yes.
He is the professor of work and organizational psychology at the University of Amsterdam. He points to the fact that women of high intelligence tend to have fewer children than do women of lower intelligence. This negative association between IQ and fertility has been demonstrated time and time again in research over the last century, but this isn't the first evidence of a possible decline in human intelligence. The reduction in human intelligence, if there is any reduction,
right,
would have begun at the time that genetic selection, here we go,
okay,
became more relaxed. Now,
yeah,
does that sound a little Nazi Germany?
Well, it sounds very Adolf Hitler, yeah.
Dr. Gerald Crabtree is a professor of pathology and development biology at Stanford. He told the Huffington Post in an email, "I projected this occurred as our ancestors began to live in a more supportive high-density society." Cities, in other words.
Supportive.
Right? "And had access to a steady supply of food. Both of these might have resulted from the invention of agriculture, which occurred about 5 to 12,000 years ago." That's a lot of academic jargon here, right, but I had to put it all in because of the content. And I don't right. want to get anybody busting my chops about it.
Right.
Dr. Jan and his colleagues analyzed the results of 14 intelligence studies conducted between 1884, Rob, that answers your question, and 2004. And let me see. The study's visual reaction time, how long it took them to press a button in response to seeing a stimulus, actually went down compared to what it was in the late 19th century. In the late 19th century, visual reaction times averaged around 194 milliseconds, the analysis showed. In 2004, that time had grown to 275 milliseconds.
That shocks me because now we're in an age of video games and stuff where the kids can do stuff without even thinking.
Yeah, no, but I think that also has a lot to do with ADD and overall options, because in 1884 or whenever that was, you had you just stare a piece of stone or some dirt and a candle.
They addressed that, though.
And now you've got everything.
They said even though the machine gauging the reaction time in the late 19th century was less sophisticated than that used in recent years, Dr. Jan told the Huffington Post that the old data is directly comparable to modern data. There is validity there. But at the same time, I think you're on a slippery slope when you make the fact that it's genetic. You know, that they're talking about...
Yeah, I have to wonder about that, because I would think that the opposite of being more relaxed in your choosing, as
right.
he says...
Genetic selection.
Would almost be, the opposite would almost be like inbreeding.
Well,
and
yeah.
we know that's not
that's
good.
But it, doesn't it sound... Look, they didn't go into a lot of detail with it, but they said began at the time when genetic selection became more relaxed. So in other words, when we began... You know, dating mixing the races and stuff like that. It's very, very interesting.
All I know is I feel stupider than I used to all the time. Always.
I think this guy's a bigot.
I think it's dangerous when you see stuff like that.
I think that he's it. I mean, there really is an underlying message there. Also, this reminds me of another article that I saw that coming out of China where they have a government program where they're genetically engineering like superhuman Chinese citizens.
Well, it's called the Liddy program, Mike.
They are taking the best of the best.
Hey, John, I will select my bride based on her height and mathematical ability.
So help me God, he wrote it in his biography.
It's the kind of people that do
wow.
that.
Wow.
But I do agree we're getting dumber. Just not sure whether I agree with Dr. Young. We'll take a break, come back with more on the Mike O'Mara Show. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Rob, you all set for Quench? Mark, you ready to go?
Oh, I can't yeah. wait. We got new categories that are fantastic. And, of course, Mike, five big ways to win big.
Mm-hmm. I'm going.
You're going?
Yes.
Are you really?
Next Thursday.
I can't wait.
Thursday, yeah, May 30th, Rob and Mark are going to be at Quench in Rockville for their fantastic traveling road review. Quench for Knowledge.
I'll wear a very sexy gown for
I'm going to dress like Liberace.
Now, let me see. Yeah, you don't have that.
No,
that,
we don't,
you don't
have that
hen Diana Ash with you anymore, right?
Wow. So, it's pretty direct, wasn't
so
it?
So have you replaced her with any new spokesmodel? Do you have a new Vanna?
Yes, his name is Mark.
you boys, the Brothers Initiative, I think yeah. You should probably have a contest.
Which is why I was going to announce today, Mike.
Oh, okay. Sure. We talked about this all night last night.
Yes, well into the night. We Skyped, we FaceTimed, we texted, and we mailed a letter.
Yep.
Liars.
If you are a lovely young lady who would like to serve as our executive assistant
right.
for Quench for Knowledge, America's yeah. favorite new comedy feature, come on out to Quench on Thursday night, and perhaps you can secure the job. It will be an on-the-spot audition.
So if you would like to come out to Quench for Knowledge and be, make it the full trifecta with Mark and Rob and a lovely assistant, what are your criteria? Age restrictions.
Well,
what are
we have actually relaxed our genetic requirements, Mike.
To look for smarter
people. Which makes we don't want to know if they're gay.
No, we don't want to know.
They don't care.
So no. That's good. You're really not discriminating against anyone.
We would right. like, because we've got the...
Is there an age limit?
No, there's not.
Oh, that's exciting.
Well, yeah, you have to be at least 21.
Oh, yeah, 21 minimum.
18.
21.
18. No, it's a bar, Mark.
Well, it's a bar.
Yeah, it's a, there's your generation.
No, but it's
again.
A bar and restaurant, it's so a, they can come and just not drink.
Oh, yeah, but you don't want... I'm vetoing that one.
Oh, damn it.
I don't want an 18 or 21.
All right, 21.
21.
Because we have a well-represented between Mark and myself, the male demographic,
yes.
The only requirement is it's got to be a 21-year-old female likes to have a good time.
Okay, it's going to be Thursday night, May 30th, Quench in Rockville, Maryland, for America's favorite trivia game, Quench for Knowledge. Fun, free. There are five big ways to win.
Yes.
Big.
Big.
Five big ways to win big.
Five big ways to win big.
And everybody has a table, and they play in teams.
Yeah, it's team trivia, and of course, you're leaving out the best part. Is
what's
the
that?
Drinks and the food at Quench are amazing.
Yeah, that's right. Why I'm going.
The fun and the partial nudity starts at 8:30.
That's right. I'll undo a button after every round.
Thursday, May 30th. Hey, you try to cover it up. I know what really goes on there.
That's right.
It's at Quench, 9712 Treville Gateway Drive in Rockville. For more information, visit quenchnation.com. Quench getting a bunch of food awards in Washington, D.C. So
amazing,
the cuisine is getting very, very good reviews. And Michael Holstein, who has 757 irons in the fire.
Yes.
He'll be out there, hopefully, rooting you on if he's not doing another one of his fabulous projects.
He's great. I love Michael Holstein.
I know you do. And you do.
I do. I don't know why you look at me that way.
Well,
you
jabs at him
he constantly.
Throughout any particular show, you will hear one jab towards Holstein. But he really does like him.
No, I could hold
I just
up.
Say that he has a lot of projects. He's got his nose in everything.
I could hold up a hand.
What a dick.
I could hold up from, say, National Geographic, a mangled hand.
Yes.
Which someone had accidentally put in a lion's cage,
yes.
And you would pull the hand out as it's bloody, and you're seeing bone and tendons. And I would say, what is that? And someone would say, is that a hand that somebody shoved in a lion's cage? I said, no, that's the hand that feeds Rob.
Yes, so true.
I tease Michael Holstein because I love Michael Holstein.
It's
and you know what?
It's your streak of anti-authority, isn't
no,
it?
No, well, it might
that's
be.
What it is, kind of. That's,
shut up, Mike.
That's what the deal is. That's, okay, congratulations to the Jersey Shore and apologies to the state of Washington.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, just looking at the news, you got that fabulous reopening of the critical infrastructure to make sure that there's wooden boards right next to the place where you buy French fries and cotton candy.
I was very excited to see that Lucky Leo's was open for the holidays.
Star-studded.
That's right. Also, the Coin Castle was open.
You know, I don't know. It doesn't happen. It happens organically. We always have kind of a thread through the show. but we're talking about people getting dumber, and
yeah.
we have this rapid, maniacal reconstruction project from last fall to now.
I have a theory about
it. You actually have, and what do they succeed in building? They're building the boardwalk and the cotton candy and the funnel cakes so that the idiots can go down and puke on the boardwalk. Meanwhile, the infrastructure out in Washington State
right.
results in a bridge
crumbling
just
bridge
collapsing in totality because it hasn't been maintained.
And it will actually shut down the main artery between the United States and Canada.
Yeah.
This is not just a bridge that needs to be fixed. This
right.
is going to crumble the
Scary.
City.
It's all about priorities in America.
I have a theory. I have a theory about the Jersey Shore.
See those people this morning on the news?
Standing in the rain.
Hey, I don't begrudge anybody going to the
A lot of
beach.
Small business owners that work there.
You know, and for the people of Washington, D.C., when the instructions were given, and I quote,
yes.
on News 4, our NBC affiliate here in Washington, D.C., and their instruction was, and I quote,
right.
if you are not at the bridge by 10 a.m. this morning,
oh, I saw this.
You might want to consider leaving at 10 p.m. tonight.
Yeah, when they start the traffic...
Bay Bridge.
Yeah. When they start
Greatest
the traffic
city
reports...
Greatest city in the world.
When they start traffic reports at 4 in the morning
right.
for a bridge,
mm-hmm.
where our priorities are messed up. But how about this, Mike? What are the two biggest sources for news provision in the United States?
News provision?
Yeah, the news providers. They come out of
okay.
D.C.
Right.
and
yeah.
New York, right?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
D.C. and New York both feed the Jersey Shore.
Okay.
They have created this as an important news event because I think it's important to a lot of the people that set the agenda. It is a part of their
Which
lives.
I totally agree
yeah.
with
you. And you know what? How many times do we have to see the picture of 8-year-old Brian Williams standing on the beach?
Yeah.
Guess what? I don't care. I went to the beach when I was
a
kid, too.
Look,
I went to that beach, and I don't care.
I am really, really happy for the minuscule amount of the population, technically, that is going to enjoy walking a 5-mile strip of shoreline
yep.
where you know you're not going to stay there, where it's not going to house anybody, but you're going to be able to support business. You're going to support business, you know, what, by selling a few extra funnel cakes?
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I just
That's a little extreme.
But I'm saying
it is a win. It's a win that they were able to restore
the
boardwalk.
I'm happy for them,
but
at the same time, it speaks to we do have our bridges and our roads that are
I
collapsing.
I don't disagree with you.
And we put, because it's got bells and whistles yeah. and clowns.
Chasing lights.
And arcades, you know, this is great. But meanwhile, the real problem in our is not just because an area where people live close to the ocean with our rising tides that
yes.
are going to get wiped out by more hurricanes in the future. Our problems are, I think, rebuilding the roads and the bridges in America. It's a documented problem. We don't focus on the important in this country. We don't. We don't focus on education.
I know what we focus on. We focus on fun.
Get crazy, get wild. Let's party.
I think
it's they had the stars of the Jersey Shore reality show
yeah.
on the Today Show, like they're talking to Benjamin Netanyahu.
But again, it's
what
the
is
source
the...
that's making you guys upset. The source is the Today Show. That's not real news.
Okay, I understand. But I'm also saying that, you know, it's great that, well, you know, maybe it is. We should slam who should be slammed. It's the news providers.
Yes.
That are showing this, and we're watching this, and at the same time, you know, we tend to the common thread about getting dumber. We tend to revere these people. Here they are, the cast from the Jersey Shore.
How does this make you feel?
The poster children for you can become famous without any intellectual capacity whatsoever.
Very true.
Which tells kids they don't need to stay in school. They can go down and not express themselves correctly, and they can go down to the Jersey Shore, and they can have unprotected sex and get social diseases, and everything is great because you're going to be famous because Paulie Z, or whatever the hell his idiot name is,
yeah.
Is a famous guy who tans and lifts weights all day.
You know, you're right.
He's a DJ, too.
You're right, Oscar. He's a club disc jockey.
That's great. He's a club DJ.
Oscar, you bring up a very valid point that it is the Today Show and it is the media. However, this is one of the biggest news organizations that exists today, NBC News. This is one of their pieces.
Rob
and they took the thing and they say, this is one of the greatest natural disasters on the East Coast in 50 years. And what do they reduce it to in 6 months? What food are you excited to get?
Right.
That's what they've turned the whole hurricane
into. What upset me is that while I'm sure this was on the calendar this entire time. By the way,
they're ignoring the other news story, which is the people that are having trouble getting their homes rebuilt. And Governor Christie
He tap danced around that.
I mean,
didn't he
danced around that ridiculously. So say, oh, by the way, that's their choice. They have to make choices. That's crap.
Yeah,
that's feeding into the whole insurance racket.
He should choose to wear a shirt that makes it look like that surgery's working. Because really, I was thinking that Al Roker was going to seek shelter under the governor this morning.
I buy into what you both are saying, but I also think that it's an even tougher choice to even have the show the way they did this morning, mm-hmm, on such a grand scale,
right,
with the band, with all the actors there promoting what they were promoting.
Right.
Guinness World Record ribbon cutting.
Because what just happened in Oklahoma.
Right.
Yeah. And those people don't even have a house to stay in right now.
Bingo. Yeah. Thank you. Thank you very much. Look, I'm happy that they have rebuilt an engine that's going to drive a tourist economy,
an amusement park,
for the summertime.
Yeah.
A 5-mile strip of businesses that really, I'd love to see the gross sales of those businesses and
gross,
see exactly how
disgusting.
They're
disgusting.
I mean, really, because you're talking about ultra small businesses.
Oh, yeah, tiny.
These people that are, you know, they're t-shirt shops. Mm-hmm. That's what we're talking about. We're not talking about engines that really drive the economy. I think it's going to be successful, just like it would be if there was a problem down in Ocean City. But When you get to the whole deal of our ocean resorts around here, maybe it's because I've always felt this way about Washington, D.C.
Well, you're a northerner. You're a Maine guy, and it's a whole different scene. We learned that last summer.
It's something where, I guess, you know, we still have like coagulated resort areas in New England as well. But I'm also, when I see the way we do it here, I have to laugh. You have hundreds of thousands of people. I don't want to slam people for their diversions. It's okay. But around this area, you have hundreds of thousands of people, you know, sitting in 15-mile-an-hour traffic so that they can have the privilege of coagulating into a strip of beach
because
where they can stand in line for 3.5 hours to get
a table
at a restaurant. My point is, it's just,
I've always
I think
loved
at, a cer- at a certain point, we have to think about the way we live our lives. And I'm a big believer in this. I think that we think we're free. We think we have free will. I think we are manipulated.
Oh,
we
absolutely
manipulated
are. And I've always
we're funneled into certain areas.
I love the theory you've
like
had for
cattle.
Years.
Yes.
For years you've said, we're a great nation. We all have 52 weeks every year, but
right,
we use the same 2 weeks.
Right.
Everybody uses the same 2 weeks to go to the same place.
That's right.
Every year.
Right.
Is it based on tradition? Is it based on stupidity? Are we manipulated? It may be a combination.
It's a combination of everything. And the fact is, it's frustrating to me because you look at other societies, civilized societies, Western societies,
yep,
that do it in a much different way, where they have rolling vacation.
Right.
They have time where they can be alone. We like to be on top of each other, yeah, like anthills. Yeah. And
it
just, it really does. I've been down there. I've tried it. I've tried it many, many times. I've done the weekend in the place to go. I've gone to the sporting event. And it's really,
it's taxing.
I think we're told it's supposed to be great, and it's really not.
You know
great.
What I love about the summertime, at least for myself, is that the city's almost empty.
And I feel so similar. I'm sitting here on a Friday in the Zit, Virginia, and I hear outside, on the roads that are normally jammed with traffic, I hear silence.
Yep.
Because they've all gone away.
Yeah. Yep.
Because they're told to go away. Because they're told you have 3 days instead of two, and we want to send you down to where everybody else is.
I can't
is.
Tell you how many people have said, what do you mean you're not going anywhere?
Yeah.
Right.
I said, well, it's Memorial Day weekend. You have to go somewhere. I said, no, I'm staying at my house. It's very nice.
I do look forward to bringing my son into
got
this
Costco
world.
To go to.
And you know, you learn. You get a little wiser when you get older. And I really look forward to raising my son in an environment where I do what I've always done, but I'm going to do it more so, and that's take the road less traveled to really try to get to a place where I don't have to go there.
You have changed my life, and I think a lot of the guys here in this room, and maybe some listeners, hopefully,
right?
Because especially in DC area, the majority of our listeners come from the DC area and the West Coast. So when you told us we were going to Maine, I was excited, but I didn't know how much I would fall in love with
right.
that type of vacation.
It was a total game changer.
And when I was a kid, I had a group of friends that had ties to Maine, and they would go to Maine for the entire summer.
Right.
And I'd always look at them, and I'd almost pity them. I'd say, why are you going to – what's in Maine?
Like, there's
Maine,
nothing in Maine.
There's nothing to do.
There's nothing to do.
Yeah, we're going to the mall. We're going to go to the Ocean City.
Right.
Awesome.
And then after all these years, they reach out to me because they realize that I'm already going to Maine.
Right.
And we didn't get to connect while we were up there, but when I got back, I said, I'm so sorry for judging you. I was completely wrong. because I would have come up here with my family if I knew about this 10 out of 10 times.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yep. Because it is just different, and mm-hmm. it's nice, yeah. and it's beautiful.
I urge everybody, and this is who's listening to my voice, whether you're on the West Coast or the middle of the country or down south, wherever you are, try the road less traveled.
Something different.
Try something that doesn't have all the people at the same spot.
My father, Horny Bob Spiewak, his dad was a school teacher.
And father's a great example of it, where he built his little place there.
Every summer, do you know where they'd go? Seaside Heights.
That's the Ocean City of Jersey.
It is. And that's where the boardwalk was built. And they have Seaside Park, Seaside Heights. They're two adjoining cities. And he would spend every summer there. And it just got too much. And that's why he went as far away from that environment as he could to build his beach house when he finally got a chance to build what he wanted.
Now he's
10 miles away from anything, wow. and it's amazing.
Can I make a qualifying statement here? Because I want to piss people off that have been going down to a place with their families for years and years and years. That's not my point. That's tradition. My point is you have lots of families that have done this, and that's the joy. And family is the joy. And being around your relatives is the joy. At the same time, I think there are people that do it, and it's the thing to do.
Take an idea and step outside and look at yourself and say, are you actually enjoying it?
Yeah, it's pretty amazing that we
I think a lot of times when people do vacation stuff, they're doing it to do it, but they're not having a good time.
When you're younger, it's a lot of fun, though. I remember
it's probably better when you're younger.
Yeah, I went to Seaside and at Belmar and I think it's Long Beach Island.
Yeah.
And I had a great time. It was something that I don't really remember very well. I know I hooked up with a girl in the back of my Grand Cherokee one time.
Yeah. There's the rub.
But I had a good time.
Lots
the
of rubbing.
Sexually charged energy of that. And you know what? We had it up in Maine, too.
Yeah.
It just was...
I know, Mike. I've seen the house.
Fewer and far between. I don't begrudge anybody...
I don't
begrudge anybody their vacation, wherever you go. It just seems the way we do it, I've always said this, we have a little rough time doing it. And my thoughts and prayers go out to everybody that, say the family of five that's got kids between, say, 2 and 13. And you're in the car and you're driving down there and you're going to get down there. And, it's 5:30. Time to go out to eat.
Yeah.
When 600,000 people are going out to eat.
Don't worry, Mike. The dough roller will have a table for you in 4 hours.
It's just not my trip.
No. It's understandable.
I don't like crowds. That's the way it goes. What are your plans for the fabulous holiday weekend?
Actually, the fabulous holiday weekend, I hope to do something with the kids fun. It won't be a theme park because Carrie has to work. It's a retail blackout. She can't take time off. Do something fun with the kids. I might take them to a summer Blockbuster.
There you go.
But also finishing up that Raw series. I can't wait to release that.
It's kind of casual.
Yeah, just relax.
Pretty good little Saturday.
Hey, I thought it was going to be. Maybe I'll grill something on my man grates.
Then we'll go to the Olive Garden, which was lovely.
I'm
so happy.
Hey, you know what?
I'm so happy. I'm so happy.
If we knew Mark was such a cunning mimic, we could have saved money on instant replays.
Mark, what are you doing? Are you doing anything with your daughter this weekend?
You know what? I'm going to see her for a little bit, but I think overall I'm going to take the weekend to spend some time like Rob on the Raw stuff.
Ah, that's good. That's a working weekend.
Working weekend.
That's the kind of weekend Daddy likes.
There you go.
That's good
Kiss
stuff.
Kiss ass!
What are you doing, Oscar?
Anything? I will be taking my beautiful girlfriend to the airport. She's leaving for 10 days, and I'm going to enjoy my alone time.
Wow. Yoga convention?
Separate but equal.
You know what? I think he deserves a little Tiny Tim for that.
Will Todd Moore be riding in the car with you to the airport?
No. He's out on vacation. I think he's down at the lake somewhere.
Okay.
Lake Moore?
Will you be staying in the city?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Interesting.
What about you?
I just got done slamming crowds. I'm going to be in the middle of a crowd. I'm going to a protest on Sunday.
Yeah?
Really?
I'm going to a protest, as Don Withrow mentioned before. My daughter and I are going to be riding in the Ride
that's
of the Patriots.
Awesome.
Oh, that's
so
great.
Out of Patriot Harley-Davidson. And there you go. There's another free plug for them.
Big win. She's probably really excited about it.
Yeah, she's going to be tired because she's working all weekend at the restaurant, and so I got to pick her up.
Well, you'll have to do most of the steering then.
She told me 1 o'clock in the morning I'm picking her up, and then we're leaving, wheels up at 6:30 on Sunday.
She's young.
And then we roar down there and then join up with the massive demonstration. It's a demonstration. Yeah. I forgot that Don Withrow said that, and that's what it is exactly. It started as an anti-war Vietnam veterans rights and finding MIAs. That's what it was all about when it started. What it's turned into is a patriotic demonstration of support for the people that we've lost in all the wars.
Now,
it's an amazing ride.
I'm not a motorcycle guy, but looking at the weather that you have to look forward to.
A little chilly this year.
But isn't that nice? Isn't it going to be nice?
It's phenomenal.
Because I know that in the past it's been an oven.
I cannot believe how great it's going to be. And for the people that are going to be down in that parking lot with 73-degree weather on Saturday, on Sunday rather, you know, hallelujah. I would like to tell everybody in the Washington, D.C. area, if you see motorcycles, please be aware. Yes. There are tons of them that are going to be in the D.C. area this weekend, and I can't wait to see all of them. And
we'll actually start seeing them on the ride home today.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
absolutely.
But give them space, man. Give them a lot of space.
Absolutely. So enjoy your Memorial Day weekend. And coming up next, a new feature on the Mike O'Mara Show. We're going to have some fun with this. We're going into uncharted waters, ladies and gentlemen. The Oscar Santana Entertainment Report.
Oh, live from the red carpet.
Which he has worked very hard to prepare for us. And we'll see how it is when we come back on the Mike O'Mara Show. Welcome back to TMOS. This segment is brought to you by the Mike O'Mara Show's Amazon page. I want to thank everybody that's been on Amazon buying their office supplies, buying their gifts for Mother's Day, buying their graduation gifts, Father's Day just around the corner. Really, you're supporting us so beautifully, and May is one of our biggest months. And keep it up, folks. Do your shopping through the Mike O'Mara Show on Amazon. It's really easy today, every day. Save money, support the show. Click Amazon at MikeO'MaraShow.com and bookmark it to do all your online shopping at Amazon through our page. Do we have specially...
Here we go.
This is his theme.
Yeah, paparazzi.
Does he have a special name for this segment?
Do you?
Yeah.
What's
the Fantana Entertainment page?
The Fantana.
I don't like that.
Why don't you like it? Because it's from the other show.
No, because it's not his name.
No, the Fantana. What is it?
I just say Fantana because it's a Schmosker Fantana.
Right.
The Fantana Entertainment.
No, it's really
you should own
the Santana Entertainment page.
No, we don't. Okay, we have to change that.
How about Santanerman?
Because isn't it EB's Entertainment page?
Yes.
Isn't that so? We have to change it to Fantana's Entertainment. Mess.
No. What you guys don't know, because you never listened to Big O and Dukes, is I used to actually do this for Big O and Dukes.
Oh, very good.
And as I was putting everything together, I sat there, I was like, this is easy. I used to do this for years.
So this is the...
You're not using the same stories you used years ago.
No.
Well, best of.
Unless you want to hear about Laguna Beach.
I could, you know, say, what's it all about? How does it work? But why don't you just dive right in?
Perfect. A little something different, some Hollywood, and also some tech news for you as well.
And I'll come up with a new name. It won't be Paige. It will keep Fantana.
Well, no, Santana. I was just making a joke. Yeah.
Santana?
Yes.
Santana's Entertainment Report.
There you go.
Very good.
Perfect. All right. I know you guys are big fans of Leonardo DiCaprio.
Yes.
I watched, you know what I watched the other night? I watched The Beach.
The Beach? Oh, you know what? The Beach is what? 10 years old?
It's
you finally got up to it?
It's 10 years old.
Maybe 15?
I don't know. I've seen it on cable.
Pretty current.
It got terrible reviews, so I never saw it in the theater.
I think it would have been a better movie if he played the same character in The Beach that he did in What's Eating Gilbert Grape.
You go back to that one when he's like 9.
That's his go-to.
That's a great movie. I like the mom. She's really boxed.
You like when she sits on the bed.
Yeah.
And the dust comes down. Okay, go ahead.
Really, do you guys ever buy into the hype at the Cannes or Cannes film festival?
Yes.
Do you ever buy into the hype for that?
Sure.
Like what? Like as far as what's good and what's not?
Or look at what people are wearing, the women that are half naked.
It's the beautiful people.
Yeah, it's a beautiful people.
I don't care about those
people. The very wealthy people, because Leonardo DiCaprio helped raise $1.5 million from AMFAR, AIDS Research, where you wonder, well, how does Leonardo DiCaprio raise $1.5 million?
How does he do that?
He auctioned off the seat next to him to go into outer space sometime, hopefully next year or the year after, on the Virgin Galactic spaceship.
Charlie, how much did you pay?
$1 million.
So there was a rich person... There was a rich person. Now, is this all inclusive? What a stupid question.
No, Mike, it's a cash bar.
No, but listen, hear me out.
Yes.
Hear this question. Is this $1
million?
$1.5 that includes the ticket?
Oh, I see what you're saying.
So it's the ticket.
To
and,
sit next to Leonardo DiCaprio on this Virgin Galactic spaceship.
My point is, when your $1.5 is spent, you get the whole deal.
You get the whole deal, and you get 3 days of training with Leonardo DiCaprio in New Mexico before you go into outer space.
That's the weird thing. I went through Priceline. I got it for $1.3 million.
Do we know if it was a man or a woman?
It was a male. He's a 37-year-old Russian that lives in Monaco.
I am a gay American.
Well, he's a gay Russian.
Monaco. Wow.
Monica.
Pretty amazing, right?
Hello, Leo. Hey, Leo, I sure love your bulges.
I didn't know that the Virgin Galactic program was actually so close to taking off and actually going into outer space.
I think online either this morning or yesterday I saw a picture of the plane that's going to go up there, and it looks...
How many propellers?
It's a turboprop.
I don't know. No, no chance.
I don't know.
Yeah, the driver actually sits in back.
Right.
And the guy's
They apparently have 540 people on a waiting list right now. The price starts around $200,000 for a deposit.
You know, it's not
But it's $1 million
Any interest? Ride. Would you do it?
If I had the money, yes. To go into space? Why not?
Yeah, wouldn't.
No. You're into space?
No.
No, he just talks about it.
I'm into a space narrator. That was our secret project.
It was great.
How secret is it? Can we talk about it?
I imagine he hasn't told me not to talk about
Unraveling the Cosmos. Yeah. I'm going to be the narrator for Unraveling the Cosmos, which is going to be a space epic that is going to be available quite soon.
That's right. You're going to be the narrator. I'm going to be your wacky sidekick.
Exactly.
So that's great for Leonardo DiCaprio. Let's go to our next story.
And great for the research, too. Good money.
Speaking of money, I know you guys are Justin Bieber fans. I'm sure you are.
I hate that little rat.
You used to like him.
I don't like that little rat F. I don't like him at all.
I went out on a limb, and I didn't realize he was 19. I always feel like he's always 15 for some reason.
Yeah.
But he's 19.
He's got that stunted little, you know, androgynous little rat body.
He looks like Carol Burnett.
Right.
And when you're 19 and you're a multimillionaire, mm-hmm. you have a multi-million dollar home.
Right.
And when you have that home, you throw parties, correct?
Yeah. Well, I mean, if you're 19, I'd be going out of my mind. If I had that kind of cash, I'd be going crazy.
But if you're that famous, you don't want people to say what's going on at your parties.
Yeah. You got to have them, like, sign a confidential agreement.
They did.
Confidentiality agreement.
What? He says within the confidentiality agreement, when you walk in his house, he can sue you for up to $5 million.
I think I'd do the same
for anything that you tweet, you Facebook, you blog,
in this
you
case,
talk about,
with
a done deal.
With society the way it is today, and as much as I don't like that little rat boy, I would do that if
rat
I was
boy.
Him. Absolutely. That little weasel.
So they have an actual NDA that everybody signs, and that NDA has clearly gotten out in the press.
Non-disclosure.
It's super detailed.
Right.
So he's protecting himself and, I guess, his reputation.
He can bone anybody.
Bone.
He loves to bone.
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 Do you guys remember Jose Canseco?
Yes.
Of course.
He was a Red Sox for a while. He was an Oakland A before that. Yeah, absolutely.
So Jose Canseco...
Troubled.
He's a troubled man.
Challenged.
Right? Troubled, yeah.
So there are pending rape charges on Jose Canseco.
Was he the victim?
No. But not a bright man, right?
No, not a bright guy at all.
Didn't he have a hotline you used to call on the morning show?
Yep.
That was horrible.
Yeah, he's not a bright guy.
Right.
So Jose Canseco, after he served for these attempted alleged rape charges,
they did some jail time for him.
No. It just broke. So he goes to Twitter because that's what people do these days, and he writes breaking news. This is the first Las Vegas police officer just arrived at my house, and I've been charged with rape by, and it's blacked out here from Las Vegas. He writes the girl's name in his Twitter and her home or cell phone number. They don't know which one it is because they actually got pulled off Twitter just moments later.
Wow.
But he wrote her name and her phone number.
Wow.
On his tweet.
So he's angry and he's reacting.
Yes.
And he's not bright.
He doesn't get it.
Yeah.
He doesn't understand.
Mm-hmm. So nothing's been confirmed yet, but the fact that you would be charged with rape and the first thing you do is go to Twitter or pull out your phone and write the person's name and phone number on there.
Kind of lend credibility to the charge.
Yeah. Not so bright.
I really
so bright
shouldn't alive. Say that because, you know, innocent until proven guilty.
Well, you never know.
But at the same time, it's a stupid, you know, ridiculously dumb thing.
He's certainly guilty of having a bad hotline.
Right.
Yeah. All right, guys, I'm going to end up with this, and I hope you're enjoying yourself. Everybody's making sex tapes. You're well aware of it.
Yes.
My plans for the weekend.
I'm working on it this weekend. Yeah.
Do you remember the MTV show called Buck Wild?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's been canceled. They've had a death in the crew.
I remember that. That was right after that happened. And they canceled the show.
So after the cancellation, two of the cast members came out and they actually have their own sex tape.
Mm-hmm.
It's Jesse J and Bradley. And unfortunately, the girl always comes out and says, I wish you had made the sex tape with someone that was actually kinder and more loving. But you sit there and you wonder, when you make a sex tape and you're 21, you're really not thinking about love and kindness.
No.
You're just thinking about your hormones.
Yeah, and it's, they're videotaping each other, and it's a stupid thing. It's another stupid thing to do.
Shockingly enough, they're trying to shop it around. No one's bought yet.
Have you taken a peek?
No, I've got, this just broke 2 days ago.
So it hasn't even gotten out to the public yet.
I'd like to tell them one thing, and that is Mike O'Mara Radio Entertainment.
Hey, that would kick us over the top, wouldn't it?
So that's your Santana Entertainment report.
Thank you very much, Oscar. Very good debut. Entertainment. We'll do that every Friday on the Mike O'Mara Show as we change up a few things. Change is good. We'll take a break. Come back with Rob's Magic Audio Vault right after this, everybody. Thought I had enough, but I'm back for Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. This segment is brought to you by Encore Insurance Services, LLC, the people who bring you the show every weeknight on 102.9 WTNT. For a free life insurance quote, visit smartterm.com or call them. And you know what? They're great to this show.
Awesome.
And really, if you're looking for somebody to call this weekend and you don't have anybody on your list, call Encore. Get yourself a free insurance quote. 866-347-5748. It does not cost you a nickel. They will do all the work for you, and they'll compare the rates. You might be amazed at how much you can save on life insurance. It is the best way to get your life insurance. Licensing and disclaimer info at smartterm.com. Be sure to thank them for sponsoring the Mike O'Mara Show. Encore!
Encore!
Insurance Services, LLC at smartterm.com. There's the audio vault for today. This is Friday, May 24, 2013.
Memorial Day.
Yes, it is.
Memorial Day. A day when our war heroes are honored by even the most liberal of media.
Mike, do you like the Asian people?
Oh, is this the one I sent you?
Yeah, it's what you sent me this morning, and you really made my day.
Yeah, and I see where you get it from, too, with your father's comment.
He liked it, too.
Yes, he uses that word that we've gotten so much such positive feedback.
I don't use that word anymore.
It's a Korean fellow.
It is, and he's very hungry.
And he's very fat.
Thick set.
And he's hysterically funny.
And it's just him opening package after package of what looks like you might buy of food at like a Korean convenience store.
And really, some of it very hot. He actually burns his fingers, but he doesn't scream.
No.
But he's laughing maniacally.
He loves his food.
About 300 pounds.
That's right. Let's go to Korea right now. It goes on for 5 minutes.
He's happy about his dinner. He's so happy.
How did you feel when his eyes rolled back white in his head?
It was very strange.
Upsetting, right?
It was very strange. He rolled his eyes and you could see like just the whites of his eyes.
Is he blazed? Is he high?
He might be. I don't think he is.
No?
I think he's just fat and maybe challenged.
Oh.
It was very spicy. Mike.
Sleep apnea.
Oh, there you go. So check that out. I actually put that on our YouTube page.
It's hysterical. It will be worth your viewing.
I think it will make your Memorial Day weekend.
Right.
Do you remember Amy's Baking Company, Mike?
Amy's Baking Company was featured with Gordon Ramsay on
Kitchen Nightmares.
Kitchen Nightmares.
And guess who was in deportation court yesterday?
The guy?
Sammy Buzaggio.
So the husband?
Yeah, and you know what?
He's such a maniac.
He was approached by the press. I don't know how he handled it.
Why is the government trying to deport you, sir?
Everybody, out!
Why were you in immigration court?
It's not your problem. It's not your problem. The story is known already 20 years ago. 30 years ago.
He still maintains an Iranian residence.
They're going to deport him?
Oh,
sounds
no.
Sounds like
it's in Arizona. don't F around in Arizona.
Oh, my God. So you get your TV show, and now you're getting deported.
Yeah. Well, you know what? It's not the best way to be hiding. If you have a secret to hide, don't do a TV show.
If you get a chance to watch Kitchen Nightmares, if they ever rerun it again, this is truly amazing because they scream at the customers that are complaining about the food.
And then
he's like, get the F out! Get the F out! You don't have no food! You don't deserve my food! Get the F out! Never seen anything like it. I'm beginning with all this crap happening to believe that it's a legitimate story.
Yeah.
That it was not reality contrived television.
Yeah, he's dumb, this guy.
Right.
He could represent that the rapist, the Red Sox rapist.
Jose Canseco.
He could represent Jose in court.
Alleged.
The Red Sox rapist. And put that in quotation marks. Air
and
quotes.
The thing is, though, for him,
yeah,
he's got himself a POA, which is the other crazy lady.
Yeah, but she was more of a POA 10 years ago.
Yeah,
I've been
absolutely.
Looking at her.
Sure, but he's you know, he's also like 65.
I very seldom pull a tape just for Oscar, but this is going to make it's Oscar. It's going to move.
Okay,
because this is Vin Diesel talking about, you know, the Fast and the Furious comes out today.
Right.
But the next Fast and the Furious, they've got an idea for a car chase. It's right up our friend's alley.
Okay.
Fantana, check this out.
Thank you.
But some places that we have in the future.
His voice.
Yeah.
Oh.
I wish I had a voice like that.
Do you want your check delivered to your mansion or your yacht?
But some places that we have in the future, there is this amazing sequence that takes place on the Wall of China.
Oh. And by the way, not the Great Wall of China.
The Wall of China.
It's the Wall of China.
Well, he's speaking too fast.
The Brick Wall of China.
You know that big partition in Beijing?
We're very excited about this.
I, I can't believe you guys aren't behind this franchise.
Believe it, baby.
There is nothing but action and sex mm-hmm. and fun.
Let's go back and hear more about the Wall of China.
Right. Drive on the Wall of China? They didn't build car elevators like thousands of years ago.
You got to leave that to Neil Moritz, my producing partner. He'll find a way for us to get those cars up there.
Right. And then it's going to be a lot of old Chinese men jumping out of the way.
If they somehow figure out a way without CGI to do a car chase on the Great Wall, that I might watch.
Is it wide enough to have cars up there?
There are places where you can, but there are too many.
Too many narrow spots?
No, it's not narrow spots. There's like... They're almost like checkpoints.
Okay.
That are just straight walls.
So and you have to go downstairs.
Yeah, it might be tough to do.
Yeah, probably they'll difficult. CGI it. Mike, you really did at one point drive a bus, didn't you?
I drove a school bus, right. Both for the Glastonbury Public School System in Glastonbury, Connecticut, and also as a camp counselor at a YMCA camp.
Short bus.
I was
No, it was full size.
No, they were both long buses, and I parked it in my driveway at home during the summer. And back in that
How'd
little
the neighbors
sucker,
love it.
I'm sure well, yeah, property I mean, value.
My childhood home is like 2,300 square feet.
Wow.
So I mean, I lived in a small camp.
You should have slept in the bus
with a small driveway. I mean, we had a decent chunk of land, but it was really narrow.
Sure.
So I had to back that school bus in, and my driveway was on the side of a hill.
God,
it was fun,
but
was
perfect fun. And spotless record, right?
I never had any problems, no accidents at all, and I got kids off one time when we had a thunderstorm come through. I just realized what that sounded like.
That's fine.
I got kids off the bus.
Oh, good.
Thank you. Jesus. Thanks for the clarification.
People,
you perv.
Now, one thing that I missed.
Wait, hold on. I got them off the bus because it was a microburst coming through, and we really did think a tornado was touching down.
Oh, really?
And I got the kids off the bus and went into a
Dairy Queen,
a structure, not a Dairy Queen. Thank you. Forget it. Forget it. Thank God it's a 3-day weekend.
I was going to support you on this story.
F you all.
What I miss is that when I was a bus kid, I never drove a bus, but now buses have PAs.
Right.
And they can actually make announcements. This is from last April,
okay.
But the video just broke on YouTube recently. Here's part one where the bus driver makes an announcement to all the kids. I believe it's a 7th and 8th grade bus. So here's the bus driver on the PA.
Apparently, there's been a problem over the week, and there is a water break or a main or something. I have no idea.
I'm going to die.
Nobody's going to die, but listen, I'm going to pull around, we're going to drop you off, you're going to go in, you're going to check in, then the bus are going to line up just like they do at the end of the day, they're going to bring you back up, we're bringing you back home, apparently you get another day of...
What did he do?
He said there was a water main break at school. After they check in at the school is going to be closed, then they have an extra day off, so he made that announcement to the kids. Very excited.
Can't imagine why we're getting dumber.
Yeah.
As I said, Mike, this announcement was made last April. Here's the follow-up announcement. I love the reaction of these young, precious children.
What's today's date? I got every one of you.
April Fools. Those are some piss kids.
That is fantastic.
Love that so
that
much.
That is so great. That is really, really fantastic.
We have tape of Obama versus a female heckler. Did you see that yesterday?
I'm just lingering on your school bus driver. So he tells him that he gets the perfect reaction, yep. And then he says, April Fools.
That's right. He said, what day is today?
April Fools.
But you know what today really is, Mike? Today is
Memorial Day. It is Memorial Day weekend,
and
Rob.
Watch out for Uncle Earl.
Ladies and gentlemen, Monday is Memorial Day, by the way. Memorial Day, the day we honor our military with a plasma screen blowout sale at Best Buy, but that's a different thing. As you can tell by looking at me, Memorial Day weekend, you get a good look at me. I'm the kind of guy who loves barbecues with friends. And so my Uncle Earl is visiting the house, and we're all excited. But he's the kind of guy you got to keep your eye on. And I'm sort of watching him, and I think, oh, he looks like he's drinking out of a flask. And I don't know. You let that go a little bit because it's the holidays. And, well, and it turned out it was a charcoal starter. It was just...
That's your magic audio. Oh, have a great weekend, everybody.
Hey, thanks so much for supporting the Mike O'Mara Show. We are brought to you by the Man Great in Music? Handsome and Sit... What?
Music.
I know. My finger was on it.
Well, you scared me.
You do. You get totally freaked out if I don't hit the elements on the right thing.
I like the
this
music.
Ending to the... we've got to... I don't do it.
All right. All right.
I don't do it well.
Maybe I'll do. Maybe should I close the vault?
Yes.
Okay. That's what we'll do.
Yeah. There we go. There we go.
Close your own goddamn vault
and my own goddamn mouth.
Have a happy Memorial Day, everybody. The show brought to you by Mangrates. Use them this weekend, Memorial Day weekend, and have a great, safe Memorial Day. Watch out for bikers.
Yes.
We'll be back on Tuesday with hopefully Todd Moore.
Yay!
Yeah. Right here in this studio. Make sure he knows about
that. He's here.
Very good. Well, have a great weekend and happy Memorial Day, everybody.
Ciao.
Bye.